Welcome to the Cowboy Chronicles, the Oklahomans, Oklahoma State football podcast presented by Zaxby's, taking chicken to a whole new level of flavor. Stop by your neighborhood Zaxby's today or order online at zaxbys.com. I am your host of the Cowboy Chronicles, Scott Wright, joined by my beat partner, Jacob Unruh. It's a bye week, Jacob. We get to relax. Nice and relaxing podcast coming up here for all the great fans that we have there listening.
Thanks for joining us on a week that not much is happening.
Yeah, exactly. Nice and easy day at the practice field for the Cowboys as well. We just finished talking to Mike Gundy after their Tuesday practice, and they're done. They're done for the week. The players, nothing else to do until Sunday. So they get to rest and relax and heal up and all of those good things, which I think is pretty important for this team right now, Jake.
Yeah, first of all, I want to point out they had ice cream.
I'm
a little jealous.
They did.
We saw a trainer with a popsicle.
Yeah.
We saw ice cream. Mike Gundy had ice cream before he came and spoke with us.
He was about to walk into the media scrum with his half-eaten ice cream cone. It looked like it was probably a drumstick, maybe.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that was going to be bad. Then he had to run to his office first instead
and
came back ice cream free. So that was probably a smart move on
the media
part.
Did not get ice cream.
No.
Unfortunately. It's okay. It's not a hot day like it has been under that stadium there where we're waiting. But yeah, it was easy. It was a good week. Gundy talked about, how a lot of the starters kind of got some time off the last couple days. Chuba Hubbard especially. I think Spencer may have got some ease too. Guys that are battling injuries, rest. You get scout team involved. He pointed out. Oh man, who all did he point out?
He named quite a few guys. Langston Anderson,
Kropp, right?
Yeah, Carson Kropp.
Carson Kropp
is a guy that that was the first one out of his mouth. In fact, the walk on linebacker Carson Kropp, Israel Isuman Hunley was a guy that he mentioned, and seemed like there were a couple of others that he said he had noticed stepping up and making some plays. So
DeAndre Glass. Which I think is a good sign with the running back situation.
Yes, exactly. So we'll get into that a little bit more in the next segment. But, of course, by now you've probably all seen the breaking news regarding Jameel Jeter and the transfer portal. But we'll get into that in a little bit. But that's important for Glass to make some strides at this point and help that group out. But, yeah, a week where they have just a couple of practices. They get the scout team guys back over on the regular offense and defense, which is important for those guys because they spend so much time having to imitate the opposing team that they miss out on some instruction on that side of the ball. But that's part of the game. That's part of how it goes. But good to get those guys back over there and let them work a little bit in the regular offense and defense. So,
I think it's important this week for them just to regroup after Texas Tech, too. And I think they're really kind of treating it that way. Gundy talked about the players are resilient.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of already moved on. He hasn't necessarily moved on, but he also felt like he was overworking them. He wore them out before this Texas Tech game, and I think this comes at the right time.
Yeah, it really does. Probably could have even come a week sooner for them based on the way things were going. That said, in a typical year, you only have one bye week, and for instance, last year it was a week later or it might have been 2 weeks later. Now that I'm trying to think about it, but it was mid to late October last year when they had their bye. But maybe Gundy just felt like getting 6 weeks into the six games into the season, 9 to 10 weeks into the season, as he discussed the other day, when you include preseason camp. Maybe he felt that they could power through that with it being a little bit earlier than typical. And then, of course, they have this one, then they have three games and another bye. So, open week. I hate saying bye because that's something that fantasy football has created. It's not really – when I was brought up, a bye meant like was equal to a win.
Yeah.
Like when somebody forfeited. Or
like a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, you weren't facing someone in that round of a tournament. I prefer open week, but I get sucked right into it because of fantasy football.
Exactly.
This guy's on bye.
I have a couple guys on bye week this week anyway. So.
Yeah. So just a reminder, everybody, fantasy football, check your bye week.
I don't have no advice for you. My team stinks, but no. I have a couple guys on bye week. So.
Yeah, no, nobody cares about our fantasy football.
Exactly.
So important for them to get some rest, get healed up. get to go be a regular college student for a few days. Because you know, the way the calendar falls, there's no fall break for these guys here in a week or two or whenever it falls in the school calendar. So this is kind of the closest thing that they're going to get. They're still going to have the majority of their classwork loaded up at the front of the week and get to have some relaxation toward the end of the week. But I think this team really needs the mental and the physical rest right now, Jacob.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they looked lethargic. Lethargic isn't the right word. Maybe it is for Saturday.
They were flat.
Flat. You know, they didn't have that energy they had the first five games. And it was noticeable. And maybe this what they need is a reset going into Baylor, who could be undefeated, still a top 25 next week.
And maybe way better than any of us thought.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were talking about this before we talked about Gundy. We haven't seen a full Baylor game yet. None of us have, because they're playing pretty much the same time OSU is.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested to see what they look like this week and kind of get a better idea of that. But, you know, I still think OSU is a really good team. I think it's a good team. And I think they have capability to really finish strong. But this break's going to be the reason that's going to maybe catapult them to finish a little stronger.
All right, let's take a quick break for ourselves, and we'll be right back with more on the Cowboy Chronicles presented by Zaxby's. We are back on the Cowboy Chronicles presented by Zaxby's. I'm your host, Scott Wright, joined by Jacob Unruh. Jacob, we, as I alluded to in the first segment, and as you wrote on the internet on Tuesday, Jameel Jeter, the redshirt freshman running back from San Antonio, has entered the transfer portal. We did see him come off of the practice field today. We did confirm with Mike Gundy that he is still practicing with the team, though we'll see what level of status he continues to have, if he's just a scout team guy from here on out, which could very well be the case if he's shopping himself around. But I thought Mike Gundy had a fascinating answer for you when he discussed. This is the second guy now in a couple of weeks that they've had that has entered the portal and remained with the team. Also, Chris McCune, the backup safety and special teams guy, who did not appear in the game over the weekend against Texas Tech after entering the portal. But Gundy's answer was pretty fascinating.
He pretty much compared it to NFL free agency.
Yeah.
And was just like, you know, these guys just want to test the waters and kind of see who else wants them.
Yeah.
You know, who else will use them and things like that. There's no guarantee that either one of these guys leaves. They just put their name out there. I think it's interesting, though, that they put it out there this early.
Right.
Why not wait till after the season, play it out and see? But maybe, you know, but they want to stay with the team. It's like they've got one foot in and one foot out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to make Mike Gundy uncomfortable in a way. He doesn't seem to be too bothered by it. I mean, these guys haven't been playing very much anyways, so
right.
Maybe that's why he's not too bothered by it. It's not like it's Chuba Hubbard saying, wait a second.
Right.
I think I'm going to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, but I still want to play. Then what do you do? But it was he was really – Gundy was really loose about the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that we're going to see Jameel the rest of the way, no matter what the situation is.
Right. It doesn't feel that way, that they would let these guys continue to be a part of the quote-unquote varsity and still be in the portal. I do find it odd, like you said, that these guys are jumping into the portal this early and starting to shop themselves around. It's a strange situation, both of them.
Because who knows they're going to need a running back right now? Like,
right.
That's the thing. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, whoever it is at running back, I mean, there's the possibility that Chuba Hubbard is gone for the NFL after this season. That's a legitimate possibility. And Jameel Jeter is a redshirt freshman right now. Even if he's say fourth string right now, let's say that LD Brown is ahead of him, and let's say Desmond Jackson has moved ahead of him since he returned for injury. Those two guys are both going to be seniors a year from now.
Yep.
I mean, I can understand a guy wanting to play, and maybe that's his scenario that he's in. Is he just wants to play and go see what he can do and be a football player. And I'm not going to fault a guy for that. But, I mean, let's say that you are behind two seniors next year and one of them gets hurt, and all of a sudden you're the backup running back who's playing a decent amount. And, it's not a horrible situation to be in.
You set yourself up for the future then.
Yeah,
you know, where exactly. you might be able to become the starter when those guys graduate.
Right.
You know, you got what, Micah Cooper left now too as a walk-on?
Yeah.
Who hasn't seen much time since early in the season. You know, and Jamil wasn't seeing much time. He had 11 carries, 34 yards. They all came against McNeese State.
Right.
Special teams actions against Tulsa, Texas maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Or Kansas State. And I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. But, you know, three games, 11 carries, 34 yards, all in one game. Clearly it's playing time, I would say,
right,
for him in this. But it still feels weird
that
this happens right now. Considering, like you said, Chuba could be gone. You don't know that Desmond Jackson's had injury issues already.
Right.
So you don't know what his status will be. LD is starting to come around and play a little bit better. But they're, I think, behind Chuba, everything's wide open.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gundy sort of addressed that you know, LD Brown played 9 plays at Texas Tech, and they would like to at least double that. He would like him on the field for 20 plays a game. But it's just so hard to take Chuba off the field at this point. He's such a difference maker that it's hard to put the ball in somebody else's hands and have number 30 over there on the sidelines. So it's a tough situation. But there is the potential for so much more for a running back in this offense if Chuba Hubbard is out of the mix. So. Again, I'm not going to fault the guy if he just wants to go be a football player somewhere. So you don't know what goes into some of these guys' decisions, but it's a little surprising to hear a guy jump into the portal this early on and really, you know, relegate himself possibly to just scout team duty and nothing else the rest of this season. Obviously, he's still on scholarship and he's getting food and he's getting. You know, academic help that he might require, or you know, housing and all those things that come with being a scholarship football player. Just not going to be involved on game days very much, if at all.
And it could be a family thing, could be personal. We don't know. We have no idea.
Exactly.
You know, we've not talked with Jamil. We probably won't talk with Jamil.
I would assume not. Yeah, he's probably off limits to the media at this point.
You know, so it could be that, but it's strange timing.
Yeah, it is. So we'll see how it works out for he and Chris McCune as well, also in the portal. So, and Blake Barron at this point too.
Yeah,
so,
it's three guys.
Yeah, that's opening up some spots in what was going to be a fairly small recruiting class for Oklahoma State. Has a chance to be a little bit bigger now, and that's pretty important, particularly considering they have nobody at running back right now.
Yeah,
so. That's going to be a focus of this class going forward from now on as they try to work on filling that spot. You were in a situation at the beginning of the year, not knowing what Chuba was going to become, where you thought maybe they take a guy, maybe they don't, and now they probably need two.
Yeah, it's you know, I don't know if you go with junior college guys, some of these high school guys they've got offers out to. You know, there's a lot of different directions they could go with this.
Yeah.
You know, but they've got to start getting a little desperate about it. You know, it doesn't feel like they've recruited running back that hard.
Right, exactly.
Until now, all of a sudden, you've got to think that has to change.
Yeah, we definitely expect so. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back and wrap things up here on the Cowboy Chronicles presented by Zaxby's. We are back on the Cowboy Chronicles, presented by Zaxby's. I'm your host, Scott Wright, joined by Jacob Unruh. I want to remind you, our Friday podcast, we will still do our Friday mailbag, even though it's an off week. We're not taking a week off from you guys. We're always here for you. At Scott Wright OK on Twitter, at Jacob Unruh, junruh@oklahoma.com, swright@oklahoma.com. We appreciated Adam and Tulsa coming through with some email questions last week. Feel free to email us, tweet at us, whatever you want to do to jump in to the mailbag segment on
Friday. I missed
Friday.
Last week. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You had to miss it.
I feel bad about that. Lots of questions, though. I'm glad that they still got answered.
Yep, absolutely. One of the most popular topics for Mike Gundy tonight was Spencer Sanders, sort of his mental approach and his view of how he's going to overcome the performance at Texas Tech, the 5 turnover performance. I think that's one of the things that we're still learning about Spencer Sanders at this point, is what he's going to be like in that situation. This is a guy who won a ton of games as a high school quarterback and didn't really, I don't think, face a lot of serious disappointment, particularly in the middle of a season like this, and probably rarely where he played as poorly as he did in this game. So I think this is a little bit of uncharted territory for Sanders, but Gundy seems pretty comfortable in the way things are going right now.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. He said Spencer needs to go watch Dak Prescott and right. Baker Mayfield and quarterbacks who struggled in the NFL this week that have been really good, just to kind of get an idea of how they respond,
yeah,
and what they do. As examples, he said, you know, Gundy struggled too as a quarterback. I mean, there's all these answers around for Spencer. He just needs to go use them. But I said all along, and I tweeted this out, there's going to be growing pains with Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
And Saturday was a painful day. And I think he learns from this. He seems like the kind of guy who does take this stuff to heart. I've seen the quote that he gave to the radio about he's never going to lose again.
Right.
Which I think is I don't think that's going to be the case. But that's still a Tim Tebow-esque type statement,
right,
that really kind of resonates. And I think it's good to see a young quarterback, respond already that way and
right.
saying, this is on me and we're not going to lose. I'm not going to lose again. I think that's a big thing for OSU.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I feel like his attitude is the thing that's going to lift him in this, because, you know, people, I saw some people talking negatively, that being outsiders, talking negatively about his body language. I don't think his body language is that bad. I think he's a competitive guy and wants to succeed every time he's got the ball in his hands. I think he's going to learn eventually that he doesn't have to do that, and that's going to be an important step in his growth, when he learns that throwing the ball out of bounds, running out of bounds, whatever it might be, is okay. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an important step in his growth, and that's going to, I think, be a moment that comes sooner rather than later for him, because of what he's faced the last few weeks in particular. He's realizing what it takes to be a quarterback in the Big 12 and at this level of college football. I think that's important. But his attitude, his desire to be better, is the thing that's going to drive him. He is so driven by winning and the desire to win, that it's that's going to be the most important thing to sort of buoy him in these tough times.
I also like that Gundy's being brutally honest with him.
Yeah,
you got to protect the football in the pocket, that everything else take care of itself. It seemed like Gundy was, the interceptions didn't seem to bother Gundy as much as the fumbles.
Right.
And the interceptions, that's not to say that he liked the interceptions. He didn't like them. He doesn't want those to happen.
Right.
But I think the way he sounded to me, he was telling Spencer, you protect the football in the pocket, everything else will come together outside of the pocket.
Right.
If you can protect the football. And he straight up, he said, you've got to be honest with a young quarterback. And I think he's in the film room, he and Sean Gleason and whomever else is in there, saying, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do better. And that's good. It's good for a young quarterback, right, who's played 6 Big 12, you know, college football games at this point. That's big. And I really like that approach that Gundy's taken with him.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the best method, not just in general, but very specifically for Sanders, because that's what he needs to hear. And that's how I think he is going to understand what exactly he needs to focus on going forward. So Gundy talked about the offensive line, said he felt that they played a little bit better than he felt after the game, but still just average. One of the interceptions Sanders did get hit as he threw the ball. One, of course, was a high throw that got tipped and picked off there at the end of the game by Dylan Stoner. Then the other one was just a bad decision.
Yeah, that bad decision to Jelani.
Yeah. But the two fumbles, of course, were the thing that they were that Gundy at least seemed to be most concerned by, because that's going to continue to be an issue, especially if people feel like they can get to you and that the sack fumble is going to be a significant, momentum swinging type of play that they can make on a regular basis. All right, Jacob. I think for a bye week podcast, that was nice and smooth.
Yeah.
Good time to wrap it up here. Like we said, we still want to hear your questions. I'm sure you've got lots of them for Friday's episode of the Cowboy Chronicles. So at Scott Wright, okay, at Jacob Unruh on Twitter, and go ahead and fill up the inbox for the mailbag so that we can discuss all the things that are on your mind.
We need your help on Friday.
Absolutely.
It's an off week, an open week. That's what we decided to call it. Exactly. Open week.
It's an open week.
We need help.
That's exactly right. So fill up the inbox and we'll get to all of those questions in Friday's edition of the Cowboy Chronicles. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing and rating and doing all those fancy things on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back with another episode on Friday of the Cowboy Chronicles, presented by Zaxby's, taking chicken to a whole new level of flavor. Stop by your neighborhood Zaxby's today or order online at zaxbys.com.